I'd like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show. We have the marketing director over at Castle in the Clouds, Amy Bishop, as well as the executive director, Charles Clark. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Great. How are you doing?
Thank you. We're doing excellent. Thank you so much for coming on and joining us here and talking all about Castle in the Clouds. Why don't we start with you, Chuck? Why don't we just start it off, just in case there's somebody out there, and you guys have quite the reputation.
Sure.
We've all heard of Castle in the Clouds, but just in case, maybe we have somebody visiting us here in the Valley this week. Let's talk about what Castle in the Clouds actually is. It's a bunch of things, but let's kind of give
absolutely.
The short of it.
Sure, yeah. It is, the nutshell answer is a historic estate.
Yeah.
It was built by a wealthy shoe manufacturer right after the turn of the century, the 20th century, in the early 1900s, And it was built as his retirement home. And he lived there for a while, and then it's gone through a succession of other owners. But in 2002, a non-for-profit organization raised the money to purchase the land. And we've been operating it as a non-for-profit historic museum since 2006. So people can come. They can take the tour of the historic house. They also can come. We have an awesome restaurant. It's in what used to be the horse barn, but it's been converted with a beautiful outdoor terrace with a great view, the best view, I think, of Lake Winnipesaukee anywhere in New Hampshire. We've got an ice cream stand, so if you want a little snack afterward, that's fine. About 30 miles of hiking trails through the mountains.
Amazing.
And, you know, gift shop, all those things. And we have horseback riding also on the property. So it's a place somebody can come and spend the whole day.
Yeah, for sure.
There's something for everyone.
And it's also, so it's a self-guided type thing, or is there also a guided tour?
Yeah, so the main experience, the castle tour, starts with about a 10-minute history orientation with one of our guides, and then it's self-guided. We want you to feel like a visitor to the home. Come, explore all the rooms at your own pace. We have a lot of staff and volunteers throughout the house to answer questions, that kind of thing. We do have some specialty tours. The basement, which has all of the historic mechanical systems of the castle, is a more intimate guided tour experience. No more than 9 people at a time we take through that, so people can... If they're really interested in that, they can buy a ticket and take guided tour. We do that 3 times a day, every day.
Very cool. And where is Castle in the Clouds located?
Castle in the Clouds is in scenic and beautiful Moultonboro, New Hampshire, a little bit south of the White Mountains, right on the northeast shore of Lake Winnipesaukee.
Excellent. Yeah, and you can go to castleintheclouds.org for more details on everything that that Chuck was mentioning there. And then you guys, in addition to all of that, and that's plenty, really is, there's all types of events that go on. You guys like to put on all types of different programs and events, and also you do some private events. Amy, let's talk about that a little bit. Why don't we talk about, I know there's a music night coming up tomorrow evening. There's also stargazing nights and a lot more. So talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. So we do a music night series, and tomorrow's actually the last night. We are sold out.
Yeah.
But I'm sure we'll do it again next summer. We've got a Labor Day fun run coming up, and that's on Labor Day Monday. So that's a kind of a scenic run or walk up to the castle lawn, starting at the base of the scenic road. So you get to pass a waterfall and a giant glacial erratic and a beautiful scenic vista. And then at the top, you get to enjoy some bagels and juice and things like that. So it's just a fun thing for people to come out and start off their day. Mm-hmm. And then the following night, we have stargazing with the New Hampshire Astronomical Society, and that's a free event.
And that must be beautiful with the views. I mean,
it really is amazing. Yeah, there's no light pollution, which is fantastic for seeing the stars. And the guys from the New Hampshire Astronomical Society are awesome. They really love the subject and spend a lot of time with our guests, kind of pointing out interesting features in the night sky, explaining how the telescopes work. And these aren't your dinky little buy them at Walmart telescopes.
Sure,
these are some of the really high tech, fancy things where they can type in coordinates into a computer and the telescope will turn itself and aim it at whatever you want to look at, Jupiter. If you want to see the rings on Saturn, we've done all of that at these stargazing nights. It's very cool.
Incredible. Very cool. Yeah, that sounds like an absolute great time. And you can learn more again, castleintheclouds.org. In fact, they have a whole calendar posted up there with all the events going on. And then we'll switch gears a little bit into private events. I know that it's kind of a destination place for weddings.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, we do between 35 and 45 weddings a year.
Wow.
Pretty much every weekend that's something there. And it's really a beautiful location for a wedding. You get to have your fairy tale where you are on the castle lawn with the lake view behind you as you say your vows. We even let the bride and groom go up into the castle for some pictures from the balcony, kind of waving at their adoring fans.
Yeah, sure.
After they're married. and then you take our beautiful historic trolleys down to the carriage house where you have your cocktail hour, again with the beautiful view of the lake. And then we have a full reception hall upstairs in the carriage house, so you can do your reception there. So it's a great one-stop spot for your wedding day, and really beautiful. Again, if you've got that that Cinderella fantasy of getting married at a castle and being a princess. We can fulfill that for you for sure.
There it is.
That's great. And that's not the only kind of special event we do.
I was going to say, there must be more.
We do lots of other rentals. You know, while we're all enjoying this beautiful warm summer, we're already starting to think about fall foliage, which is coming. It's a great place to do that. And then we also host private events. So if you wanted to have your family Christmas party or a company Christmas party, we can accommodate that. We decorate the property for the holidays right around Thanksgiving. We have our Christmas at the castle event that's open to the public the weekend before and after Thanksgiving. But then, you know, if you want to rent the space and have presents and hot cocoa next to the fireplace with beautiful Christmas trees, we can do that too.
Excellent. Okay, all those details, castleintheclouds.org. Sounds like a fantastic place with all types of events and everything for all seasons, of course, like Charles was going over here. So make sure you check that out, castleintheclouds.org. I want to thank Marketing Director Amy Bishop and, of course, Charles, the Executive Director, for stopping on by this morning and giving us a quick heads up. And I'll make sure you visit them one more time, castleintheclouds.org. Thank you so much, guys, for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.